Simon McKinney, I just had a missed call from you guys. Yes. Yep. Right. Oh, okay. Yep. Right. Yes. Right. 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 Yes. 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 Right, okay. Right, okay, yep. Yep. Yeah. Yes. Right. Yes. Yes. Okay. So, yeah, which way I want to go? Yeah. So those fuel lines that are in it and all that are okay at the moment. They are. Yes. Yes, I get you. Yes, I get you. So the only, yeah, so the, I guess the easiest option is to go the battery catch can option. Yeah. Yeah, yes. And then you've got to leave them on. But then with the lithium one, you've got to leave them on a trickle charge, do you? Like a... Yes. Yep. Yes, okay. Yes. Yeah, they die. Okay. Yeah. All right. Shit. Okay. So I might have to if I went the whole package. Okay. Yep. That's including the battery catch can. All right. What to do? Yes, yes. Yes. I get you. Yep. All right. Catch can. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just trying to think on the spot. What do I do? Yeah. I'll give you a crack. I won't keep it long because I know that, you know, got to get it out there. Just... No. Oh, yeah, yep. Yep. Yes, I get you. All right, so if I didn't do the battery catch can option now, but did the oil cooler and but did the oil cooler, what would I be at dollar-wise? It's 2,400, about 2,700. Oh, sorry, 4,700. That's worst case. Yeah. Yes. Okay. All right. Let me have a think about it. I'll come back to you. Give me 10 minutes. Thanks, Tony. I'll ring you back. See you, mate.